Quentin the Robot. Do you know about Quentin the Robot, who has been assisting physicians at Tigerberg Hospital at their COVID-19 intensive care unit, and is now also helping to put concerned family members in touch with ICU patients that have to be isolated? Marika Hewitt is a clinical psychologist at Stellenbosch University, representing the Stellenbosch University Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, joining us on the line. Marika, thank you very much for making time. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
For those who don't know about Quentin the Robot, just backtrack and tell us the story of Quentin the Robot and the successes from his presence.
Yes, I'll be happy to do that. So just to give you a little bit of context, when you think about COVID-19 in a hospital setting, you might think of frontline workers and patients. But we have realized that family members' roles in the care and recovery of patients are often so overlooked and yet very important. So we also know that admission to an ICU setting is stressful for both patients and family. And when patients are in ICU, they are not only physically ill, but may also experience a lot of psychological difficulties. You can just think about it. The patients are isolated from their families, they are sleep deprived due to the constant beeping of machines, and they experience no natural light or air movement. Now, add COVID to this already difficult ICU setting. All they see are healthcare workers wearing masks, being, you know, clothed in full PPE. They can't even see persons or their smiles on their faces. So due to the risks of COVID, the policy evidently can't allow for visitation. Therefore, unfortunately, the family can't visit patients. And as that, we have employed Quentin, a double robotics robot. So we use Quentin to connect family members with ICU patients, and in some cases, allowing them to say, you know, their final goodbyes. So Quentin is remotely operated using an app. Quentin is basically computer tablet on wheels. He's equipped to do video and voice calls, you know, between the patients and the families, and therefore this enables virtual visits.
I want to pause there for a second, Marika, yes, and just talk about the importance of that, because what we have seen over, yes, the past few months with COVID-19 is the impact that comes with, on the one hand, having to isolate yourself from your family, the psychological impact I speak of, but at the same time, one of the areas that you touched on where we lose some of our family members, having not had the, yes, the conversation with them, having not, yes, seen them.
Yes.
And in some,
yes,
cases, even, you know, to extend it to the burial, not going through what we would normally do. So
exactly,
it's something very positive in having such a device or robot or a way in which we can connect with each other. What have you seen to have been the positive psychological impact of that, yes, even during a time of loss?
Yes, exactly that. So like you mentioned, this has brought a lot of closure, as reported from many of the families, when it is the final goodbyes. And many times it's also they're able to connect, and they're isolated and able to connect and speak to their families. Some of the very positive things, and I mean, we can't disconnect the physical from the emotional, right? So it's already a physical, difficult place. Therefore, if one's physical sense is doing better, we have seen, and Dr. Kerry Lowe has actually mentioned that sometimes the patient's vital signs improve due to the stress chemicals being reduced. So that would immediately have an impact on their overall mood as well. We see smiles, we hear laughter, we see tears. And therefore, we also, before we do the contact or facilitate the contact with Quentin, with the patient and family, or through Quentin, we check in with the family, just to also orientate them a little bit and to, you know, to tell them a little bit what to expect when, you know, they see someone who is, for example, intubated, as this can be a shock. So we also need to look at that side of it. So some families actually don't want to do visual contact, but they prefer then audio contact, which is also fine. We give them autonomy to make decisions with giving them the support and orientation. So we've seen tremendous, we've heard also all the gratitude from the families and the patients, seeing them even, you know, becoming more joyful, yeah. grabbing onto Quentin, you know, looking, holding onto him, and just they're surprised to see family, the faces. Yeah. I think it's beautiful, Prof. Brian Allwood summarized it so well by saying Quentin brings a human face to the bedside.
Most definitely. And with this lesson, Marika, of course, there are other illnesses, diseases, other moments that where people are isolated from their loved ones while they're sick, or even the lack of visit, the lack of contact ahead of somebody unfortunately passing on. Is Quentin going to be used in other instances as well beyond COVID-19?
So that's a good question, because we are currently also asking that question and looking at ways to enhance and expand the function of Quentin in a responsible manner. This is such a real thing, because we have to realize that it's not only within the COVID context, but many times people are living far away from the hospital. So the loved ones can't, even if they are allowed to visit, they can't because of transport issues or whatever the complications or difficulties are. So this is a very, very real alternative. Even if it doesn't replace the physical touch, it can never replace the actual visits, of course, but it's a great alternative when there are difficulties. So we are looking at ways to enhance the use of Quentin.
Thank you very much, Marika. This really puts a smile on my face. Just the ability to have that emotional connection between people with us as family members during the hardest of times, it goes a long way. And thank you for yourself and the team and what you've done for a number
thank
of our families.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Marika Hewitt is a clinical psychologist at Stellenbosch University, representing the university's Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences. Hey, beautiful. I love such stories.